you come to the concluding chalik of preparing, of our preparation to move forward in Eiris HaTorah. When I say concluding, I mean, obviously everything with Torah is Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. But to bring it down very, very much into the Kelum of Asiya, into this world, this Nakuda that we've been talking about for the past already 2 months, this Avoida, understanding the Klal, Torah de La'ela, Torah de La'sata, the Prat, connecting it back to the Klal of Torah de La'ela. So I wanted to conclude this chelik of our preparation by learning a little bit from the parish of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna on Mesil Sesharim. There are a few of the chaverim here for whom this is chazara. I'm very happy to hear right away that you're familiar with this, and I'd be very upset if you wouldn't be. For those who have been learning it, it's a little chazara, a little bit of review, and I'm sorry, although that's a good thing, but that should be your own choice, not that I force it upon you, but a little chazara. And also, to end with a way of davening for this, which is also from Bilvavi, but from the fifth chelek of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, which used to be called Talas Shni, that Shni Talas, but that's the last page. We'll get to Mitzvah Shem. So, for those who have been learning the Mesil Sesharim with the Bilvavi, we did this a few weeks ago. But I felt that I was afraid that it would be separated from what we're learning in the Eiris HaTorah, even for the Chevra that already learned this. I want to make sure that we connect it. For those who didn't, this is the natural continuation of what we've been learning, and I wanted it to come to this final point, so that we could next week, Bez Hashem, if we finish, if not, a little bit into next week, to begin, to continue with the Eiris HaTorah in Sif Beis, in Perek Gimel Sif Beis. So we see where it says Samach Aleph, Lefi Zeh Novin Es Abaya HaKlalis Shekeyamas B'chaim. On page Samach Aleph, we're learning from the Hakdama of the Ramchal as it's to Mesil Sesharim, as explained by Rav Schwartz in his parish in the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna Mesil Sesharim. Lefi Zeh Novin Es Abaya HaKlalis Shekeyamas B'chaim. Of course, all that we've been learning about Torah, and everything we're going to learn in Eiris HaTorah is about life itself. It's all about life. There's a general problem that we have in life. We need to dugmos pshutos. We'll understand this problem by giving some very simple examples that we'll be able to relate to immediately. Kulam yoidim shetalmud Torah keneged kulam. Everybody knows that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is so great that it's compared to Kol Torah Kula. It's compared to all other mitzvahs. Yeshnam anoshim shezochu lilmoid kol hayoyim. There are some people who were zeicha to learn the entire day, to spend their entire day learning. V'yeshnam ke'elu sheloy zochu. And there are others who are not in that situation. V'hem yoishvim sha'achas b'yom, and they have maybe an hour of the day. Uba mekablam kesher l'Torah, and they have that 1 hour to connect to learning Torah. Ha'adam magish shehu lamad sha'ah, the person feels that he was able to learn for an hour. Baruch Hashem hu zocha l'lamad Torah, and that's the good and correct way that a person should feel, that Baruch Hashem he was zocha to learn Torah. Even if it was for an hour, but it's a schia, it's a gewaldige schia that he had that hour. Vaday shezu hagoshe chiyuvis ma'od. That is certainly a very positive thing to feel. The value of that hour that one is able to put aside to learn. Avot tzarech lahavin shezu hatfisa hashidchis v'yoyser shekeyemes b'talmud Torah. We still need to understand that this is the most superficial way of understanding the inyan of Talmud Torah, of understanding the mitzvah, and understanding what happens, what's supposed to be happening, and what we're supposed to be thinking when we learn. What could possibly be wrong with this? It sounded so nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen lanu es haTorah kedei shemikaycha nakir oisai. This is the point. This is all that we've been learning, is to come to this very, very simple nakuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah so that through the Torah we should know Him. That's why He gave us the Torah. That through the Torah, nakir oisai, we should know Him. Zui tachlisa shel haTorah. That's the tachlis of Torah. Knowing Him. Lagia lahakaras naisna. The tachlis of learning Torah is to recognize, to be aware of, and to feel a connection to the one who gave the Torah. Lahakaras abayre, to recognize the Creator. Adam loy meid yoyim Yamayim, a person can learn a day, 2 days. Chodesh, Chodshayim. Now we're talking about someone who even has the schus to be learning all day. A month, 2 months. Shana, Shnasayim, a year, 2 years. Ha'im be'emes margish hu sha'atar he'viya oisai lahakara yoiser amuka b'mitzias Hashem. Does the person truly feel after the days and the weeks, the months, and the years of learning Torah? Going back to what I was talking about a few weeks ago, the person is going to the Daf Yomi, let's say. It's his third cycle. It's fantastic. And there's no question that in Shemayim, there are a lot of points. Third cycle, Daf Yomi, that's fantastic. Or he's going to this, or he's attending a certain shiur, and it's not that, but he's going to the certain shiur. For 30 years he's going to the shiur. Or he's listening to that rabbi's Torah and his droshes. For 50 years he's going to that place to hear those shiurim. The question that a Jew has to ask himself is this. The Torah de Lasata, this Torah here in this world that I'm hearing from the rabbi, from the rav, from the rabbi, from the magid shiur, from the tape recorder. Oh, there's no such thing as tape recorders anymore. No, from the thing, the MP, right? From the iPod. Which is an interesting question, but we're not going to go into the halacha right now. Is there a key in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah by just passively listening to something without any hashka'a of oneself? It's not for now. Do you say Shomei Ka'ina by Talmud Torah? These are interesting shaylos, which of course the answer must be yes, or else a lot of people are going to be very upset. So, Seder. Listening, all these years, listening to the Rebbe, listening to the Rav, listening to the Magid Shir, listening to the tape, and he's absorbing lots of Torah. The question must be, is this Torah de Lasata, is this Torah from this world that I'm receiving? Or with all of the pratim that we've been talking about the past few months, right? The pratim, thousands and thousands of details. Each one of us has picked up over the years. Some we remember, people have better memory, some have less of a memory. But thousands, hundreds of thousands of pratim of the Torah de Lasata. Have all of these pratim created within me a greater sense of Torah de Laila, of the Torah above, meaning of that one reality of the Bari Olam? Has all the Torah made me closer? How have I changed with my davening? How have I changed with my emuna, my patience, midas, how have I changed? Do I find myself the same Jew after 30, 40 years of shiurim and dafyomis and seders and learning? Am I the same person? Am I the same person? That's the question. Is my Torah de Lasata connected to the Torah de La'ela? Are the Pratim connected to the cloud? Or have the Pratim just drifted off into some other direction and made me a person who, at best, if I'm bright, at best I've memorized tons of stuff, even perhaps made some adjustments, having found out, this could be a problem of Shihia, this could be a problem of Hatmana, this could be a problem of Boira. It could be there's a bracha shenei tzricha. It could be there's a bracha levatala. So I've made some, thank God, I've made some adjustments in how I learned things, that I've made some adjustments to apply what I've learned to my life. So now I know I can't do that on Shabbos. Oh. So we're talking about a sincere Jew who is applying what he learns, l'maisa. So now the oven is set up on Shabbos in the right way. Yofi. So gewaldige tikkun, there's no question, we can't be mechal Shabbos. Ubechol zot, am I closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So in Metzias, every time we make any adjustments in halacha, of course, we're doing something that we should be doing, and it's removing something that's separating us from Hashem Chil Shabbos. But uvois tzedba, v'yahartas Hashem lakecha, V'yadata hayoyim, knowing Hashem, connecting to Hashem, understanding more, feeling His presence more. That's the klal. Hayim be'emes ma'agishu shater hevios el ha'akar yoyisa amuke b'metzias Hashem. Or using the Torah that we were talking about a few weeks ago, the fact that you've been through a lot of good Shavuos and Shavuos, the Yontif of Shavuos, has that made your Simchas Torah much better? Right? That was what we were talking about. Shavuos really is getting down to the nitty gritty, the Pratim of Torah, Shavuos. Simchas Torah, remember, Simchas Torah, the Torah is closed, it's covered. We're dancing with a closed door, right? That's the cloud. What effect does my shuls have on my Simchas Torah? What effect does the Torah that I learned with the Torah open have on my life when the Torah is closed? When the Torah is rolled up? When the Gemara is closed? That's a big question. La Karyei Sedaka. Have all the pratim of my learning brought me to a more delicate, a more refined and edler understanding or connection to the Bari Olam? Hatshuva b'derech klal hi, the usual answer, if the person's honest, is lo. That's the usual response would be, person's answering honestly, the answer is no. Thousands of shiurim, thousands of tapes, thousands of svarim, tens of thousands of hours. Some of days. Yeshnam anoshim she'enim choshim zeklal. So there are some people who don't think about this at all. And you, especially the yeshiva boys here, know that if you would go, not today, today the yeshiva, nothing's happening, it's Erev Shabbos, yeshiva's canceled. But if you would go, let's say the next time the yeshiva is, whenever that would be, let's say Sunday, I hope, if you go to yeshiva and you would ask, I'm not saying any rabbi, but a lot of the rabbim, what do you say about this? He would give you a funny look and say, what is this, you know? Anayamasa, Anayazach, just sit and learn. and stop getting with this stuff. Okay, you could listen to what such a person has to say, and you could try to learn Mesil Sharm. I think that every one of these rebbeim would be afraid to say that to the Ramchal's face. The whole Hakdam of the Ramchal is on this Nakuda of getting lost in Pilpul and getting lost in the Pratim, right? Getting lost in the details, the Pratim, and forgetting the Klal, the Torah de La'ela. Getting lost in Shavuos and forgetting Simchas Torah. And not having a connection. So he might be able to make some fun of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, although God forbid that would be a terrible affair. I'm not suggesting, or I'm not accusing anybody of doing it. It could be someone would do that, but nobody would dare say that to the Ramchal or about the Ramchal. Be afraid to say such a thing. At worst, the person would say, that's not our derech. Something like that. That's a lot of, that covers a lot of, for some reason, that covers a lot of territory, that those words, that's not our derech. No. Meaning, having any connection to God is not the derech of Judaism. So that's the kind of, it's not our Messiah, it's not our derech, we didn't receive this in our rebellion, it's not our way. When you're older, that's also a popular one. When you're older, you're 98 years old, you're asking this question. And they'll tell you when you're older, so I don't know how much more I'm going to get. When you're older, and you're older, then you'll start to think about God. In the meantime, just learn. So yesham anashim she'en chayishim azeh klal. There are some people who don't think about this at all. Don't think about this at all. They feel very, very comfortable, even excited, about the fact that they have another shir under the belt, another mesechta, another seder. More Torah de Lasata, more details, more peiros, no trees. Right? It's an interesting thing how it's called Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah calls Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. Rosh Hashanah of the tree. The Tzadikim and Medayik, it doesn't say Rosh Hashanah le'ilanis. The tree, Ilan. Da'ari HaKadosh says Ilan. Ilan. Ilan is the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's a very big yichud. The word Ilan. 91. It's a very big yichud. It's not Ilanus. And I could spend the rest of the time not talking about that. It's not, we have to go weiter. But one should know. One should know. That Shvu is Peiros. It's a very interesting thing. The Satmar talks about this in Divrei Yoel also. Not Tzadikim talk about this. It's such an interesting thing. Here, we're talking Tu B'Shvat, and Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'Ilanus. An Ilan is a tree. But in Yitzchak Shem tonight and tomorrow, everybody in their homes are going to have Peiros, fruits, for Tu B'Shvat. And Shvuas is really Bikurim, right? So Shavuos is Chag HaBikurim. Shavuos Chag HaBikurim. People are hanging up trees in their house. In the shul, they put branches in trees. It's an interesting thing. It's a yichud. It's an unbelievable yichud of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But the ikke is that the Rosh Hashanah is for trees. Shavuos is fruits. Even though we eat fruits now, it's because we're making a yichud. We're bringing together both of those. The tree means where it all comes from. Where it all comes from. Hoyel Moshe be'eres ha'teru ha'zois that took place by Shchedesh Shvat, the beginning of Sefer Devarim. The inyan of the tree is where it comes from. The inyan of the fruits are all the details, the peiros means the outcomes, consequences. Rosh Hashanah le'ilan means to return to the tree of where it comes from. The reason that they come together in such an unbelievable way is that it should be Tam Ha'et, should be Ketam Ha'Pri. And that's why we join them together, so it's an interesting thing. So on Rosh Hashanah le'ilanus, we eat fruits, and on Chag HaBikurim, Chagabikurim, they put branches. But The Iker of Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. The one tree is the Bari Olam Kivyachol. B'Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Shem Alav Dalel Nun Yud. It's that Yichud. And the Yichud means that I take all of the Pratim of my learning, every single thing that I learn, and I use it as a way to remember there's a Bari Olam. To remember. What's a Yichud? I'm talking Kabbalistically. You know, I don't do that. A yichud means there are two things that look like they're separate, and I put them together. That's what yichud means. They look like they're separate, and I put them together. That's what it means in the chasn kal, go to the yichud room. It looks like the boys and girls don't usually get together. It's not such a nice thing. Oh, but they're married, so they go together. So now we took, and we make it together. A yichud means when there are two things that they look like they're separate, and they belong together. The tree and the fruits look like they're separate. They look like they're separate. The little children would never even know that they come from trees. They figure it comes from a grocery or something. That's what they came about through spontaneous generation, whatever. It just came about. The yichud of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. Is to remember where everything comes from. To remember where we came from. We're also payers. We could forget the Baruch Shalom. Like other Mechava that took it from the tree. The payers. But certainly Elon is to make that Yichud. To plug things back to the tree. So, there are people, Yesham and Hashem, Shem Chayisham, as a club. They spend their whole lives eating the fruits, which is very, very wonderful, fruits. And halavai, a person should be learning Torah his whole life. And that's terrific. But a person, Yesham Lashem Shem Chashmal Zaklal, Poshet Mekayim Nisa Mitzvah, in the way that they are Mekayim the Mitzvahs, in the way that they are Mekayim the Mitzvahs, and the way that they learn, it's Poshet Mekayim Nisa Mitzvah, Mitach HaKar Shizei Iker HaChayim. They understand it. Yiddishkeit is the most important thing in life, which is true and which is great. And they also understand that what the Talmud Torah is connected kulam, that the greatest mitzvah is learning Torah. That's true. Odom shu kvar k'tzas yoyset pnimi. So the one who's not pnimi at all just continues on with the learning in the mitzvahs with the belief that this is the most important thing in my life. And I don't know how, I don't know why, but... I'll continue to do it. It's, first of all, the learning is very interesting. I enjoy it. And second of all, this is where I come from, my parents, my grandparents. I'm not going to start to mess things up at this point. So, you continue. The person who's Yosef Pnimi, the person who's more Pnimi, Ms. Bainin thinks, Im kiyamti mitzvahs Talmud Torah kitzirosa, this is a really... a frightening question. But if you don't ask it, then life goes by, and we miss the main thing. The person is more pnimi mizbainen. Im kiyamti mitzvahs Talmud Torah kitzirasa. If I have been the kind of mitzvah of learning Torah in the right way. I've been following what my teachers, my Rebbeim, told me, and I'm learning Torah to the best of my ability. I try to learn Torah. Madua nisharti rachok mehechan shetzarach. I've been dealing with the fruits in the way that I was taught, and I've been eating lots and lots of figs and dates and lots of rimeinim and lots of apples and oranges and so on. More that's going to be in any big bowl on the Shabbos table. Then how come I feel absolutely nothing, or very, very little connection to the tree? Madu nishati rachok mehechan shetzarach. He starts to look at himself. I'm going to yeshiva my whole life. I'm going to shul. I'm listening to shiurim. I'm learning. So, madu nisharati rochak mehechan shetzarach. So much time I put into Torah de Lasata, which is terrific. And I don't feel that a connection to the tree, to the Elon. This can be understood with a marshal. Again, we just learned this a few weeks ago in this shiur on Thursday. Adam hegiel esteha teufa, person gets to the airport. Mosar asem his vadais. He checks in his suitcases. Vachakein omer hayli kanas lamatais. Then he's supposed to get onto the plane. Besayif misibas kol shehein. In the end, because of whatever, some problems, they didn't allow him to get onto the plane. As in his vodos lochu, could be a very upsetting thing, that your suitcases were taken off someplace. They didn't take your suitcases off the plane, so your suitcases were taken somewhere. As in his vodos lochu, for I say Yeshua Khan. You're in New York, and your suitcases are being the makam, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. you're standing screaming and arguing with people in JFK, and your suitcases are in the warmth, sitting there, mamish, enjoying themselves in Eretz Yisrael. For Isa Yeshua Kanal Karka. So the suitcases are flying, and you're on the ground right here. So it says in the Mishnah, "Bishas p'tihirasa shel adam ein malavin loy la adam loy kesev loy zav loy avadam tovus magolius." When a person leaves this world and a person dies, he can't take silver and gold, or diamonds or pearls. Ela tayru masam tovim bilvad. That's what they let onto the plane. Tayru masam tovim bilvad. So I can't believe it. I just spent $200,000 on this extension to my kitchen. Is there any way we can get that onto the plane? Sorry. It doesn't get through customs. What about my dog? We were living together for 40 years. I don't know if dogs live that long. We're living together for 40 years. There's no dogs, as far as we were taught. There's no dogs in the Olam Hamas. So Adam shekay mitzvahs, a person's makayim mitzvahs, achein yeshlo mizvados malayas. Okay, what you are allowed to take, what you're allowed are Torah mitzvahs. So a person's makam a lot of mitzvahs, so he has a full suitcase, and they let you take. You know, there's no issue with the. With the weight, you know, if you have a lot of mitzvahs on this airplane, they're happy. I remember that when my chumi was going to seminary, the suitcase was overweight, and she said she was trying to talk to them, let me go onto the plane or whatever, I'll do tshuva, I'll be better, let me enter the plane. So they wanted to charge $100, and we weren't there. We let her off at that. She was with some of her friends, and we let her off. And they wouldn't. They said no. It's a security risk. I mean, meaning not security. It's for the airplane to be so heavy. So they wanted to pay $100. So Chumi asked, and if I pay $100, then the airplane's not going to be so heavy. Like, how does that change the weight of the airplane if I give $100? So it's a good cash. It's a good cash. Of course, we know it's a way for them to make more money, but it's a way to discourage people from doing that, whatever. But when it comes to mitzvah samasim tovim, you could pack up, and there's no limit how much you're allowed to put onto the plane. The problem here is a different problem. So he has mizvados meleos. Habaya hi shekiv yochel lochu rakas mizvados. So here the guy is living in this world, and he's sending off all the time suitcases with mitzvahs and masim tovim, But va'oisa he shiru lamata. So the mitzvahs in the Masim Tovim, the mitzvahs in the Masim Tovim are flying off someplace, which is b'chlal not so pashit either, because you know that Chazal say that if you do mitzvahs without ahavan, without yira, like parach la'ela, they don't really fly. They don't really get the destination. Okay, but let's for a moment put that aside and say that the mitzvahs and the masim tovim, you're sitting in this medrash, you're learning another black gemara, and they're putting that in the suitcase, and they're sending off the suitcases. The only problem is that you're not on the plane. You're not going anywhere. The mitzvah masim tovim, everything that a person does and learns, it all counts in Shemaim, for sure. But you yourself, you're still in JFK. You're still in the airport. You're still on the ground. Meaning, you never get there. You never get there. Years and years. Noch ha-shachos, noch ha-mincha. Noch ha-benching. Nothing, you don't get there. All of this stuff counts. And it's all suitcase, and they're sending it ahead. But it goes ahead on the plane, but you never get onto the plane yourself. They took the suitcases. Every mitzvah the person does, even a good machshava, they take. It's sent off. But you're sitting here still stuck on the ground. And being stuck on the ground, if we just stop for a second and talk about that marshal, being stuck on the ground is not just like being in JFK. Or whatever airport you happen to be in. It's much worse now. Because if you're stuck on the ground, it means it's possible that you're sending those suitcases of Torah, Mitzvahs, Masim Tovim, and you're still a mushchas. You know what that means? It's a bad word. I don't want to translate to English. You're still not a good guy or a good girl. Even though you're sending those suitcases. This is my third cycle of Daf Yomi. You pack up, you went to the garden, and you finish the letter, you made your most recent siyum, you close up the zippers, although I can never figure out for the life of me which zipper opens the suitcase. You close the zippers, and then you put it onto the carousel, whatever that thing is, you check it in, you send off your daf yomi, and then you go straight to the movie. God forbid. You go straight to a piece of Lashon Hara. You go straight to an Indian of Pagam Hainayim, of Pagam Habris. They don't know about such things. You just put the Siyum HaShas onto the thing. You checked it in. And they're sending it off to Shemayim, your Siyum HaShas. And where are you going this afternoon? What are you thinking about this afternoon? You're in the airport, you're looking at the girl behind the desk who's checking in your suitcase. You're looking at her. You're walking out of the garden from the Siyum HaShas. There were also 3,000, 4,000 ladies that came to be you could be walking out from the Siyum HaShas and you're feeling, I just finished my third cycle of the Daf Yomi. And you could already be thinking about the Melech that are walking to the subway. So what? Not to say, again, the suitcases are packed. They send it ahead. But you're the same mushchas. You're the same mushchas that you were 20 years ago, 30 years ago. The Nafkimin. The Torah de la Sata, the Torah de la Eila, Protim without a Klal. It's the same person. How's it possible? 7.5 years, whatever, Torah, every day with Mesiris Nefesh. There were even a few days that you couldn't take a 20-ounce mug of coffee for whatever reason. The machine didn't work, and you still tried to learn the Daf Yomi. Mesiris Nefesh. Winter, summer, spring, fall, vacation, not vacation. Daf Yomi. And you're coming out of Madison Square Garden. Mekitzach, and you're looking at the Meidel over there. Every Ben Torah knows this. Every Ben Torah knows this. And if he's a real Ben Torah, it worries him. It worries him. This is less of an issue with the girls, Kiyadua. There are other inyanim. But every Yirei Shemayim worries about worries about this. And what's going to be with me? I got suitcases that I've been packing up my whole life, and I'm stuck on the ground. But again, it's not just being stuck on the ground. What's so bad about being stuck in the airport? If you can't leave, so you call up mommy and daddy, and they pick you up, and they take you back home over here. No. So it's an inconvenience. No one talks about inconveniences here. If you're sending those suitcases and you're not going anywhere yourself, there's a very strong likelihood that you're going places you shouldn't be going. Not just that you're not going to Yerushalayim. That's how it is. People don't think about it at all. HaTorah Shlomo Bemis Higi Lan Shahesa Tzricha Lagia. The Torah got to its destination. But the person himself, who atzmai, haloi made, the person who was learning, nisha kan ala karka. He himself never flew. He himself never took off. But look in the brackets. That's what I was saying a minute ago. But it's such a painful inyan that we can't even talk about that. After us on the Sheres Khan, but without a half an year of the Torah itself, we really didn't even get to the destination. Didn't get to the destination. It looks like it took off, but it got fedjait somewhere. Even as it sold 2 years ago, we still have three suitcases that they never found. That's how it goes. Didn't get there. I was coming back from Eretz Yisrael to here. Never got to its place. Never got here. Adam tzarech talmid livdak. Therefore, a person has to always check. Heim be'emes hizdakech alev. Okay, I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm learning. Is my heart getting more refined? Am I getting pure? Am I getting better? My mind, my way of thinking. Do I think in a better way? Do I think in a holier way? Are my thoughts more refined and pure? Haim be'emes hizdakech halev hizdakech hamoyach al dei ha'pi'ilos haruchanis, through all my spiritual undertakings, shupol b'Torah, that I'm engaged in with my learning, the mitzvahs, my mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. And as Rosh was explaining, I'm not going to go just do a little bit more. We'll see in a minute that certainly it must have some impact upon me, as we learn from the Chinuch and other places. But is that all? Is that what it's supposed to be? I'm basically the same person. Much more informed, but as far as who I am, I'm with my midas and my other things, the same person. Adam loymed shana shlema talmud Torah. Person who learns a whole year is learning Torah. Heim meicher be'emes hishtana liyoyse dak b'meshach hashana. Has his mind really become so much more refined? As a result of that year, his way of thinking, his way of looking at people, does he have a softer and kinder and better way of looking at people? As a community, if we look at ourselves honestly, I don't mean Woodmere, but the Frum community, wherever that Frum community is, do we see that there's such differences? I was talking to some guy a few weeks ago that's going off to prison. And he's telling me, you know, they have Meal Mart you can get over there. Meal Mart. 25 chevra there. They have shiurim. They have minyanim. So on the one hand, that's good. Baruch Hashem. The yidin, and they have their shiurim, and they have their minyanim. Baruch Hashem. They have their glatt kosher food. Okay, that's good. But be'emes, be'emes. Are we thinking enough about how that happened, that from people are going to jail? And let's not fool ourselves. They're not all innocent, yeah? It's not so easy for a firm person to get into jail. We have connections, you know that. It's not so push it. If you get to jail, it's usually because you deserve it. It's not so push it. Everybody didn't deserve to go to jail. It's not so push it. Not always. Not always. But we're not living in, this is not the gulag. We're not in Russia in the old days. It's America. All right, there's some avlas that what's happening with Babashkin is an avla atzuma mamish, what they're doing today. But b'derech klal. Well, look, I once heard a tape from Shlomo Kalibach. I shared with a few. There's not one of the tapes in the store. It's a tape that someone took, that Shlomo went to sing, to talk to prisoners. And they came, the whole prison they let to come here, even the guy, everybody came to here. So Shlomo began, this is how he started. He's the only one that can get away with this. He began by saying, look, Chever, my dear friends, you know, holy brothers or whatever. He said, you're in jail. Like they didn't know that. He said, you have to hear the way he says this, in the sweetest way, you're in jail. He says, and then he said, probably you belong here. That's how he began the thing. He said, you probably belong here. I mean, in other words, like, it's a good thing that you're here. I guess you belong here. And then, he, of course, the next hour and a half, he's singing with them how they're still holy and they're this and they're that and they're whatever. But the way he began is, you know, you probably belong here. There's a reason. It's not so push in America to get to jail. You just have to walk on the street and you see that there are many people many prisoners that are loose. There's a lot of loose prisoners. You walk anywhere, loose prisoners. So the ones that are not loose, it must be they worked hard. Because stomp, they don't lock you up over here. There's America. It's good over here. You could get away with a lot of stuff over here. So if you're in jail, it means it means you had siyata d'shmaya, you know, you have to really work hard to get into jail. It was not vayda. So, are we being honest about ourselves? I mean, could have conventions in and out. Can we say that our school systems that we've set up, that we've established, and remember, we're not here anymore in Poland and in Germany and Hungary. We're not in places that were mistreating Jews, and we had to find a way to get ahead. We're in America. Can we say that our system, that our yeshiva system, is producing or mass producing the Hoban and Menschen, exalted people who would never, ever, ever take a dime that doesn't belong to them, who would never think about stealing from someone that's not Jewish, who would never, ever for a second, hurt another person in order to gain something himself. That's what should be. That's the way it should be. If we're not going to be honest, then we'll just raise more money and open more buildings and put in more kids, and they'll need more space in jail. There was somebody who was telling me, I don't want to say in which neighbor, but there was, I don't know if he told me that they were trying to open up a firm prison to work with the state, New York State, to open up a firm prison upstate. It should be just for firm that they shouldn't have to be with the riffraff. Aye, they're also riffraff. No. But they're So on the one hand, also you think, okay, we don't want anybody to be, God forbid, and hurt or bad people, because they yidden, they're bemis, they're tzaddikim. On the other hand, is that what it's come to? Is that what it's come to? People are no longer, they're not even ashamed anymore. They're not ashamed. It's not embarrassing anymore. Anymore. 30 years ago, we were in a bungalow colony. I was the Rebbe in the bungalow colony 30 years ago. And I came back to the bungalow after davening, Shabbos morning, and a little boy, I remember his name, Heshi, a little boy came, and he says, Rebbe, my father's making a kiddush. So I said, oh, what's the simcha? He said, he's out of jail. That's what the kid told me. So I don't see him. Mazel tov. You should be zeichen never to go to jail. I don't know to this. He made a kiddush, and You got, and everybody's making jokes and it's funny. Funny? What was he in jail for? He was working with the city inspecting, he was inspecting boilers. And big, I don't mean in houses, in factories and stores. And he was making much more than they thought he was making. So this is how we live. And he says, what's the matter with the chevra in Europe? They all live like that. You know, how is he supposed to make it? You can't pay for it. Then he starts, how are you supposed to pay for the yeshiva tuitions? How am I supposed to buy an esrig? I want to have Rabbeinu Thomas tefillin. You know how much the mikvah's charging these days? So what am I supposed to do? So it's a late summers. You're a ganav. So then he'll say something like, I never stole from Jews. You're a ganav. So there's something wrong. Not that God forbid this happening large scale. I hope not. And the people are not getting caught, maybe. They're starting to catch more. The government's coming down harder. And Jews are getting angry. How come they're doing that? They were supposed to let us go. We have a tradition here in America of getting away with things. And all of a sudden, the district attorney is picking up that there's stuff going on. These Yidlach, they got a lot of games going on over here. So the government's cracking down, and people are getting angry. It's not fair. It's not nice. This is how we do things in America. How do you do things? We take advantage of the guy, because we're smarter than guy. You're not supposed to catch us and put us in jail. Remember, we're the Am HaNivcha, we're the chosen people. We're supposed to make jokes about how we make money off of goyim, and then you go to jail, and we go to the shtiebel. That's the way it's supposed to be. So things are starting to change a little bit. Uh-oh. Not that there's anything wrong with us. There's something wrong with America now. Not that there's anything wrong with the yeshiva. Not that you're telling kids for 20 years about Paris, not once talked to them about the tree. 20 years of Torah de la Sata and not a word about Torah de la Eila. And then you look at the person and say he doesn't talk like a mensch, doesn't act like a mensch. And then they put him into a place where people who are not mentioned belong. No, that's not the problem. The problem is it's unfair, and they're anti-Semites, and chein hala. It was a good thing to have. The business with anti-Semitism, we were able to use that for a long time. And you know that I still think that there's plenty of it around. But it's not so pushed. It's not as much as the Olam says. And certainly there are situations where not only the Midas Adin, but even the Midas Arachimim warrants a punishment for an individual. So what's happening? The person's still on the ground. His heart didn't change, his mind didn't change. Marshal Mahadavadayma, another marshal, towards the bottom of Samach Beis. Adam Sachar Kablon Shivn Labayas. Somebody hires a contractor to build him a house. Humasik Isla Shana Shlema. And he has him hired for a whole year. B'yom HaRishon, Uba, Veroya, Sheshilov Naisas Ashur HaRishon Shal Halavainim. So the guy, the owner, goes the first day, and he sees that they already put down the first row of bricks. The whole year, he doesn't live there. He lives someplace else, and the house is being built. And so he's sending salary, he's sending money over there to the builders. The Saif Hashanah, at the end of the year, he sees that they're still over there on that first row of bricks. They're just like making it nicer. It was the first row of bricks. Who pointed a kablan to Tarumas? Says a tain against the builder. Oshishikarta, you see. Listen, either you lied to me, just straight out lied to me. Oshahabinyan kan, who could piss his Ramses. Piss him Ramses. Or maybe it's like piss him Ramses, like in Mitzrayim. That Shakal Shura Shakas, that's like the desert over there in Mitzrayim, the by piss him Ramses. That it just sinks into the ground. You can't build over here. In other words, maybe you've been working hard the whole year and building things, but it keeps on sinking. Af pamla yekan binyan. But the way it looks, there's never going to be a house over here. The nimshal we understand. Adam yochel lilmeidas atayr. Person is sitting and learning. Another brick, another brick, another brick. Aval be'etzam ha'mayr shal einisha eisamayr. But there's no house. It's the same. He's learning more and more Torah, but his mind is the same mind. His brain is the same brain. Doesn't think about people any differently in a better way. Doesn't think about the Baruch Shalom. Doesn't think about what it means to be honest and Elich. Doesn't think about any differently. Hunichnas l'shir. He goes into the shir. Shemeas ahalachis. He listens to the halachis of Yitz and he goes out. Mistavel l'kaim. He tries. He's a good guy. He tries to keep the what he learned. Vadei shadova god lois. That's certainly a great thing. He tries to keep what he learned. Aval b'shayrish. But in the root of things, limuda noyad b'ikir k'dei shamoicha yikabel idon. In the root of things, the tachas of learning all these halach is not only to observe them, but to live in that place of the Rabbani Shalom, of the tree. That his mind should become more delicate. That his mind should be more the mind of Rav Moshe Feinstein, of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Not to learn, and to learn, and to learn, and not to be Rav Moshe, not to be Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yizdakech, to be pure. Sheyikne das de kedusha, das Torah, to be kind of, with all the Torah that I'm learning, to be Torah, that, to be kind of, that das de kedusha, the way of thinking that's holy. Das Torah. Adam yochel lasas habi mitzvahs. Sama gimel. A person can do a lot of mitzvahs. Av shaklal hu, as we know, we have a klal from the Rishonim, from the Chinuch and others. Av shaklal hu, acha ha-maisin nimshocham ha-levavis. There's another one of the things that they always tell us. Acha ha-maisin, you just keep on doing good things, and your heart will be drawn after the good things that you do. In other words, do the right things, and you'll become holy. There's truth to that. Certainly, we have that from the Rishonim. We have from the Rishonim such a thing. It's true. But he honestly looks at himself and he says, Liboy loy nimshach. Didn't work for me. Something went wrong with me. It worked maybe for other people, not for me. I'm doing mitzvahs and my heart is the same heart. I'm davening, I'm learning, and my heart's the same heart. Liboy loy nimshach, ubaitik es matzovel lifnei shana. He compares his matzav a year ago to his matzav today. And he sees not only did I not have any aliyah, in many ways I'm even worse. He doesn't understand. Chazal say, even the worst Jews, it's also for Tu B'Shvat, are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate, like a remine. Filled with mitzvahs. Even Rishon means that. What does that mean? It means that the Rishon also do lots of good things. But they're still Rishon. Think about it. I feel Rishon shebehem melei mitzvahs kareimin. It means that even Rishon are doing lots of mitzvahs. So then why are they still Rishon? How come if the mitzvahs are supposed to change you, then how come the mitzvahs didn't make them not be Rishon? How come they're still Rishayim? Vada Yishuv Molev in Mitzvahs. Kol kach habei Torah, kol kach habei Gemilas Chesed, habei Mitzvahs, v'halev lo yishtana. The heart hasn't changed. Ech yitochnidav, how could that be? Hatshuvah, the answer is, ki miroish hu lo'oived l'shanes esaroish. Because he never, from the beginning, he never had the intention to change his mind and his heart. That's not why he was learning. Maybe he never thought about it. That wasn't his plan. If your plan is to constantly work on that and to think about it, then you'll see how the mitzvahs of Masam Tovim help you in that direction, but it doesn't make it from nothing. It's not a yesh me'ayin. Ho'ovid lasas v'lasas. Ach ena shoyef l'zakeh chesamoyach v'les aleif. Yeah, the person is working, he's learning more, he's doing more mitzvahs, but never had a sheaf, he never had a longing to purify his mind and his heart. Ayda ha'siguf from betfilas. He toils in ice, he goes into the mikveh of ice, and he fasts with one intention. That in Shemayim they should cross out my aveiros. That's all. I shouldn't get in trouble. He doesn't seek to purify his mind. Because he doesn't check. After a year, two, 3 years of learning, is my mind holier? Are my thoughts deeper? Yosef Torah is more pure. Yosef curve is the title, so they're closer to the way the Torah thinks, the way tzaddikim think low. I'm following what it says in the instructions. If I fast, I do this, I do that. Also die, enigma, I'm finished. I will have been other nisha, I said, but he's stuck in the airport. He's the same person. Chassidus, he's not talking about chassidus, he means chassidus, that the Ramchal is talking about. That's building up a person's mind and heart. You have to do mitzvahs and learn Torah with that intention of what? Chassidus, of reaching chassidus. That's how you learn. That's how you daven. That's how you keep mitzvahs. With the tachlis, with the purpose of reaching madregas and chassidus. Every minute you think about that. You have to set up the goal, the objective, lahechem b'diyuk, and it's like you, where we want to get to. Right, so we want to get to the destination with the moach. The mind is pure, adin v'dak, refined. Shalayv yizdakech at the. For us in the moach, and halayv yuchul liyas kli yached lahashras abayis bach. Then our minds and our hearts can be a place in which the Shechinah Hakadosh can come. B'sichel b'libus aldam yachdev, in a person's mind and a person's heart together. So hold on to these pages. We'll just finish with that last piece. From the fifth chalik, and then we'll continue on with the son in the Arizotai.